You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And happy to announce that Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us. And he is the best-selling author of 25 books since 2004, which is mind-blowing. They have appeared on the New York Times bestseller list, and Dr. Corsi is also the CEO of CorsiNation.com. And you have a new ebook, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. Dr. Corsi, welcome to the program. Hello? I'm not hearing him. But that doesn't look like Dr. Corsi to me. Well, it might be his Skype, but that's not him.
Hello?
Hello, is Dr. Corsi there?
Yes, he will be right back with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
About a minute. Okay.
And who are you?
I'm Mrs. Corsi.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Same here. He got me sitting in his chair and says, if they come on, I'll be right back. So is this a video or is this just?
It's just audio. It's a radio program. It's just audio. So.
Oh, okay, audio. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I didn't do my hair today, so. If it were video, I would be very embarrassed.
Well, I did mine, so I was okay.
Yes, you look lovely. You look lovely. But I'm glad that you can't see me.
Thank you very much. Here's my husband, okay? Take care.
Thank you.
Take that so you can answer the phone, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay, I'm all set. So it's going to be just audio, right?
Yes, just audio. Okay. Although we'd love to see your face.
Well, you're very kind.
We don't need to. And I didn't comb my hair this morning. I didn't do it. You know, I didn't, didn't put the curling iron to it or anything. So
just don't worry about it.
So anyway.
Okay, now who's going to do the interview?
Me.
Okay, and so you're?
I'm Deanna Spangola. And I introduced you as a best-selling author of 25 books since 2004, which is amazing to me. You've been on the New York Times bestseller list a couple of different times, and you have a new book. It's an e-book, and the name of this book is The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. So could you talk to us about that and how we might get that book, and why are they, quote unquote, trying to remove him? And yeah, why?
Well, I wrote this book, and it is an ebook. It's called The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency, and it's on Corsi Nation, CorsiNation.com. It's the only place you can buy it. And what I wanted to do is, I have had extremely good intelligence, and I've been working on this. And I've been, unfortunately, predicting exactly what's going to happen. There's a couple of keys. I wrote this book so it's prevented. I want Donald Trump to. I want this plan to destroy the United States of America, which is really what it is. I want it stopped, but it's not going to be easy to stop.
Okay, we are going to the top of the hour break. We will be right back in a couple of minutes. So we'll be right back.
Thank you. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this half of the program is Dr. Jerome Corsi. That's C-O-R-S-I. And his website is CorsiNation.com. And the new ebook is called The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. And it is available at CorsiNation.com. That's the only place you can get it. And anyway, Dr. Corsi, tell us why you wrote it. Tell us about it why you wrote it and what they are doing. And as what is going on now, part of the plan.
First of all, I wrote this new ebook, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency, because I wanted people to understand what's going on. I've had excellent intelligence. Unfortunately, everything I've been predicting has happened for the last couple of years, and this plan, whether you want to call it the deep state or the left, it's the forces that hate the United States, that want to destroy the United States, basically hate God, do not believe in God. They want to create their own secular New World Order. And I think it's a plan that now even Putin has seen that he's likely to win. When I got presented a lot of the information I'm presenting in this book, the groups advising me said they didn't think it was a chance. They thought Trump was going to be removed, the United States was going to be destroyed. They thought nothing could be done. And I said, well, I don't believe that, because with God, all things are possible. That's what I believe. And so I said, well, I've written books before that have made an impact on national policy going back to 2004, when I co-authored Unfit for Command with John O'Neill, the Swift Boat book against John Kerry.
Oh, right. I read that. I read that. When it came out.
2008, I wrote The Obama Nation. I told everyone that Barack Obama was not who he looked like he was. He was had been trained by radical communists, including Frank Marshall Davis, a communist writer from Chicago. It was then in Hawaii when Obama was growing up. And I said Obama had experienced Islam because he was partly raised by his stepfather, and he attended Islamic schools as a Muslim in Indonesia.
Right.
And so I was one of the first to present this kind of information. And I said, well, I'm going to do an ebook again. I'm going to show people the situation and the way it goes, and then we can do something about it. The situation is this. I want to run through start out by seeing all of the things going on now as connected. So if you go back to the Russia gate, which was a complete lie, we know that now. The whole Russia investigation went on for 3 years, and then they brought that didn't work. So now we hit with Ukraine, and that didn't work. We even had an impeachment trial in the Senate. Then here comes COVID-19, and suddenly the health authorities and the governors are all prepared to go into a quarantine, which just about destroys the country. And now we're finding out it wasn't necessary. In January, I said it wasn't necessary. I had analyzed the genome of the COVID virus, COVID-19. I said, this is a bad flu. I said, everybody get their heads together. And nobody listened to me. They went ahead and I said, okay, here we go. We're now destroy the economy. We're further down. We've now taken another step to losing our liberties. Next thing happens, these leftist violent demonstrations. Well, the whole thing was a Ferguson syndrome. In other words, the left had this all organized. When Black Lives Matter got mobilized in Ferguson, what they knew is it took a white policeman to have an encounter with a black male unarmed, and the black male gets killed. And then they have a story about this being a racial incident in Ferguson. Remember, it was the kid who was the gentle giant who said, hands up, don't shoot. Well, it turned out that he had robbed a convenience store and was charging the policeman, Darren Wilson, and trying to get the policeman's gun. And that's when he got killed in the altercation. Now, in this case with George Floyd, I think it looks much more clearly that it was a case of police brutality and racial discrimination or whatever was between those two, the police and George Floyd. At any rate, again, it was a triggering incident. The key was it had been videotaped. Now, in comes immediately, and this is now on script. You know, you can do the drum roll. Press has already got their talking points. Some very, very brilliant people who understand revolutions and what it takes to engineer one and understands media and how you develop and control media, which they're now doing brilliantly. So in comes Antifa, and they start burning and looting, and they're thugs, violent thugs, and they're followed by Black Lives Matter. And now they're in the streets, and and then they get sympathy. Even the mainstream media is out there. How awful this incident is! It's magnified. It's made. Now we are using a Soros theme, which has been preparation for at least 20 years, which is defund the police. That starts up in Minneapolis, where the incident occurred with George Floyd, and it starts up in San Francisco and a dozen other cities. We get military insubordination, also orchestrated. Out comes Defense Secretary Esper, like 1st of June. And he says, well, you know, I don't think I can deploy the troops here because I have a greater obligation to the Constitution, and I have to defend the free assembly rights of these protesters. I'm not mentioning that Antifa was going to be named a terrorist organization by President Trump, and he didn't do it. That's one of the faults here. President Trump's got to take action, not just talk. And secondly, Mao's, Black Lives Matter is a Maoist revolutionary organization. And in fact, the Constitution isn't written that way because the president is commander-in-chief, and the Insurrection Act gives the president the sole discretion to call out the military. These are generals, every one of them, that have a history under Obama. And a lot of the military that were the George Pattons left. Okay, so then next we have Mattis come out. And he says, well, I don't think it's good that we, First Amendment rights, to compare the two, these are about the same speech. Okay, then next comes, Milley, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Now we've got one general who's in the administration, one who was with Trump and is out of the administration, one who's in the administration. Milley says the same thing the other two did. And then fourth one, out of the administration, it ends up with Scaramucci talking to General Kelly. And he says, First Amendment, and he adds something. He said, we ought to be careful who we elect president. I'm saying, drum roll, bing, bingo. The whole thing is to set up the 25th Amendment and to say that Donald Trump is mentally incompetent. Now, a couple more things. Next week, or this June 23rd, John Bolton's book comes out. John Bolton is going to say that he was trying to save America from Iran, and President Trump was mentally incompetent, unstable, wouldn't listen to him, got angry. We have all kinds of incidents. The book is going to be very damaging. And then Scaramucci and all the people who are dissatisfied with Trump line up. They're orchestrated. We get three a day. Then next day we get another three. And this goes on for a month. And the message get built that Trump is mentally incompetent. And then we now have the protesting now goes into Occupy, and they've declared a section of Seattle to be their free city. Okay, then next, which hasn't happened yet, but that you can count on it, just like the Soros organized in Ukraine in 2014 during the Maidan rebellion that did overthrow a government. Next, we have some snipers kill a few of the Black Lives Matter protesters, and they'll be blaming it on white supremacists, even if Soros hired the snipers and they killed their own people. It's the theatrics. Remember, you're watching a Truman Show. This is being produced for a result. And then if all of this goes by the end of July, and I give the dates, by the end of July, there'll be the 25th Amendment invoked, which can remove the president from office by the vice president and a majority vote of the cabinet. There's 14 cabinet members that get to vote, and I can assure you that they've already been being polled. I'm getting information through Putin, back to Putin, what Putin knows of conversations that are being said in the White House. And then I turn out they're true. Everything I'm telling you, I've known in advance, and I've written this book. I just had a major telephone conference. We're trying to figure out a way to get this book. The title of it is, it's Jerome R. Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, CorsiNation.com is where you can find it. This is the plan to remove Donald Trump from the White House, from the presidency. And it has a 100% chance of succeeding, except that I'm going to tell you a couple things that we can yet do. And that's why I was encouraged, asked to write the book. I really decided to do it. And I came up with the idea. I think it's the only thing that has a chance of changing this. The 25th Amendment, the vice president will most likely not want to do this, but he'll say, well, I have to defer to a majority vote of the cabinet. And I can tell you they already have a majority vote of the cabinet. There's only 4 of the 14 votes that President Trump can count on of the 14 cabinet members that he's appointed. President Trump has made very bad selections, didn't know Washington, and you've got all these people in Washington who have been there in the bureaucracy. They're very comfortable. They get their jobs. They get their incomes. They don't want him. You know, my dad used to say, my dad was a lobbyist for the Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen, a railroad union, when I grew up, and he said, in New York, money will buy you power. In Washington, power buys you money.
Okay?
And these guys do not want this apple cart upset. That's why Trump is so disruptive. Most likely, Trump will be removed by the 25th Amendment, and Biden's already suggested and hinted the military will be happy to come in and arrest him and take him out of the White House, screaming. Biden said that in relationship to if he didn't accept the results of the election, but that was just too much of a signal to me that Biden's already been put, he knows what's coming down. Should Trump be able to resist the 25th Amendment in September, we get hit by COVID-20, which I'm told Putin has already released. COVID-20 will be deadly. It will combine, I wrote an ebook on it, COVID-20, also on CorsiNation.com. The COVID-20 will combine a serious attack on AIDS, like an attack on your immune system, and it will go down, and then your lungs will get attacked, but it really will be the cardiovascular system that gets attacked, and your blood in your lungs, the hemoglobin, will not be able to absorb oxygen.
Wow.
We're being denied hydroxychloroquine right now and zinc. It's been demonized by the medical establishment. The CDC and the NIH are public-private partnerships working with big pharmacy. They're 501c3 organizations, foundations, and everything Fauci's told you is wrong. The wearing of masks is wrong because we need to increase our immune system. God didn't make us born in biohazard suits. Social distancing, these are made to destroy our freedoms. Quarantine, no, get everybody out and working. The results are that today, following Fauci's advice, the people who are getting sick disproportionately are the ones who are quarantined. In other countries, they've been able to have less or about the same mortality as we have had by letting everybody continue as normal. And by the way, I said from the beginning that this disease, COVID-19, would only affect the old and the comorbid, those who have other conditions, and that turned out to be the case. I'm telling you, if you don't have hydroxychloroquine now, and zinc as a preventative, you'll most likely die with this one. That's what the doctors are telling me. Dr. Zelenko told me that on Friday. And I created Telemed. Not selling drugs, but I can get you a conversation with a competent physician who can prescribe hydroxychloroquine and zinc if they think it's in your needs, including preventative. I want the president to stop this nonsense and to allow doctors all over the country to prescribe hydroxychloroquine and zinc. It's a safe medication, the doctors
now,
tell
why
me.
Why can't he do that? Why can't
Well, he can do a lot of these things, but he's going to have to quit playing Hamlet. And right now, this has been designed to hit Donald Trump every hour with another crisis. You know, you got the wrong color tie on. He shouldn't have been in the Rose Garden. Anything he does, they will have a media storm over with talking points. It's all orchestrated.
Well, I know that the media hates him. I haven't had my TV on since March 28th, but I know that the media, you could not find a good thing that people were saying about Trump. I know.
And that's not by accident, even Fox. This is carefully orchestrated. Every event is timed. Every event is planned. You can find people who are recording that in these demonstrations, and for instance, in Florida, the Black Lives Matters and Antifa, they're being handed out maps that show them where the police are. They're being handed out ATM cards from Soros that give them money. How do you think these people get there? How do you think they support themselves? They organize on the internet, flash mobs. Well, that was a rehearsal. They now know they can do it, and it's being done. And what I'm telling you is that if Trump will be hit by COVID-20, that will be the death of the economy. And the final act to make sure that Trump is removed from office, China will go to war against the United States, because China knows that with the steps Trump has taken to restrain, you know, no more outsourcing, et cetera, the tariffs, China can't feed its people. If China does not have a war against the United States, China will have an internal revolution. China has already taken over Hong Kong. China has moved into the South China Sea. The next move will probably be on Taiwan. And what I'm saying is that this is all, my book is the plan. Now, this is the reason I wrote the book. I want you to see the plan. I want everybody to reframe it so you're not any longer reacting. You know that this was designed to make you react. And I use this example. Let's say there's a newly married couple and the husband does something that's absolutely disgusting, horrible. Wife's all upset. He brings her flowers. Oh, I guess he really does love me. Next time he does something horrible, he buys her a diamond ring, $25,000. Well, he really does love me, I guess. Next time he does it, he takes her on an exotic foreign trip. Fourth time, says, honey, I'm hiring an attorney. And I filed for a divorce. You better get one. By the way, leave the house. Okay, because she's seen through the routine. It's no longer, you can't get away with it anymore because she's seen through it. When you see the orchestration here, you see the planning behind this, the precision with which those generals came out and spoke. That does not happen by accident. Now, if we have enough people who understand this, who can see it, we have a chance. Number one, President Trump has got to take decisive action. He can't say he's going to declare Antifa a terrorist organization, then not do it. He can't have the Justice Department do what they did to Friday to General Flynn, which is trying to get new charges on him, on this, saying that this Muslim the Turkey didn't want in the country, he was cooperating in a plot to kidnap him. There's new charges coming. The Mueller prosecutors are still in the Department of Justice. The people who hate Trump are 90% of the Department of Justice and FBI. I experienced it directly. Remember, I was under investigation with Mueller. They wanted me to plead. I'd refuse, and they did not prosecute me. My wife said, I'd rather visit you in prison the rest of your life than have you not be the man I married. She woke up one morning saying that. Wow. I said, well, if you can say that, I'm telling them to take a hike. They never indicted me. Trump has got not to say he's going to go to Washington and get the. He's got to say, okay, you got 48 hours, and the troops are there, and people are going to get killed. Now, I don't want to do this, but But I my duty as President of the United States is to preserve the order. And these children in here throwing food around and causing adults to die because we can't even get an ambulance in here, that's coming to an end. Okay, now he takes decisive action. And then let us reframe John Bolton. I'm ready to start it. I'm starting it now. Saying John Bolton's this funny little guy with a mustache that's grow over his upper lip. I don't know why he does that. You know, he must like the make him think he looks bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And then he wants to bomb everybody. Bomb Iran. Well, John, what should we do? Bomb them. What should we do here? Bomb them. And Trump is finally saying, John, you're the one who's whacked. You're the one who's a little insane here. Not me.
Okay, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes.
All righty, we are back. We are back with our guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and he is a best-selling author, and he has a new ebook, and the title of that book is The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the presidency. It is available at CorsiNation.com. And keep in mind that it is International Expose Bill Gates Day of Action. Anyway, Dr. Corsi, continue where you left off. This you were talking about John Bolton, you were talking about China and the trade situation. And what about Trump's advisors? When he came into office, he kind of chose the same people that were there already that might not have been the best advisors.
Well, Donald Trump knows New York. He doesn't know Washington. And you get to be president, you've got all these positions to fill, and they come to you with a list, and they, you know, the deep state puts their own people in. And they do it over and over and over again. They all come to you. Look at George. You know, okay, they take Mitt Romney. He actually had dinner with Trump at a very exclusive a New York restaurant that I know, and trying to get a cabinet position. Well, he turned on him constantly. He was out there marching with the Black Lives Matters last week.
Right.
Okay, now that's what you get in Washington. You know, Harry Truman said, if you want a friend in Washington, buy a dog. And I devote a whole chapter here in this, the plan to remove Donald Trump from the presidency is, it's just saying Jared Kushner can't be trusted. His son-in-law got compromised by Mueller and Weissman. He was their informant. He told Mueller and Weissman everything Donald Trump was saying, what his lawyers were saying, and he fed him bad advice because his father, Charles Kushner, was a crook. He was indicted by Chris Christie when Chris Christie was a U.S. prosecutor in New Jersey.
Oh.
He got put in prison. But Jared, through Mueller, who was head of the FBI, arranged a deal for his father. His father only had to serve about a year and a couple of months in prison. But now Mueller owned Jared.
Oh.
Like the Godfather, we'll do this favor for you. My daughter's getting married today. But there may be a day when I'm going to call on you, and I will want you to remember this day when you do what I ask you to do. Well, that's Jared Kushner. And Jared Kushner also owned a building in New York, which was 666 Euclid, and it had 666 on it. I always thought that was a disgrace.
Yes.
Well, it was going bankrupt with that building. And so it got arranged $1.4 billion loan from a Canadian firm. But the money came from Qatar. They were money laundering it. The Muslims were money laundering it into Jared Kushner. He's owned by the Muslims. And when he wanted to do this big peace plan let me, Mr. President, go do the peace plan with the Middle East, they laughed at him because he was there supporting the Palestinians. Even the Palestinians didn't accept his plan. Jared Kushner is a failed business guy who basically ruined his life pleading for his father and is using his relationship with his wife to be close to Donald Trump, to destroy Donald Trump. Donald Trump's got to wake up on this.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And my intelligence on this is ironclad. I know Donald Trump may not want to believe it, but I'm sorry to have to break the news. Okay, now that's the kind of Donald Trump does have some people around him, but I say of the cabinet, he's only got four he knows will vote for him. The other cabinet members, I think, will vote to remove him from office. And I name the ones in the book as planned to remove Donald Trump. You know, it's urgent that the country understand what's in this book, because once we see it, I'm going to say things like, take a look at what's happening in the country today. Is this the future you want? I just listened to the broadcast ad here that RBN is doing, and it's absolutely correct, talking about the censorship, talking about being blocked by social media. Do you think that's by accident? That's being done to me, too. I did an interview yesterday with Dr. Judy Mikovits of CourseyNation.com.
Yes.
It got pulled down today by YouTube.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I had to get another channel. I had to work all day to get it reposted. It can't be reposted on YouTube. Now the next thing they'll do is they'll pull me off YouTube. Or they'll just shadow ban me, make me think it's all good, and nobody's watching what I'm doing. Don't you think if they pull down Donald Trump, this group of forces that hate God are going to not only unplug all Anybody talking about Jesus Christ? Anybody talking about religion or God in any religion?
Yeah.
How well do you think Jews are going to get their message across? I don't think anybody's going to get their message across. Secondly, when Antifa becomes the police, which is what they're trying to do, and Black Lives Matter become the agenda that you've got to kneel to and supply, and they're showing you what your future is. The only way to get that is to say no.
Wow. Okay, we will be right back momentarily.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can
be heroes.
All
right, we are back.
If we take the lead.
We are back, and Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest, and he has an e-book. I was just looking at his website, which is CorsiNation.com. And you can get that ebook. It's called The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. And so check that out. And also on his website, he mentioned that he interviewed Dr. Mikovits, Judy Mikovits, And I've read both of her books. I think she's a terrific, wonderful, wonderful person. And we can watch that interview at CourseyNation.com. Dr. Corsi, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
This is just amazing. I had no idea. When Donald Trump was elected, I thought, gosh, he doesn't seem to be choosing very good people to serve with him. And I've had some negative thoughts about him.
You were meant to. You were being, at that point, engineered. Your thinking was being impacted by what you were looking at. Everybody he appointed went in there and swore their loyalty to him and then stabbed him in the back. Now, if I were in Washington, and I've been around, the first time I was a kid in Washington, it was 1954. My dad took me in. My dad said to me one day, Jerry, what do they do when they come into your office and they start talking to you? The correct answer for my dad was, what they do is lie. So he said, just assume they're lying. He said, your only question is, why are they lying? You know they're lying. What do they want? What do they want to confuse you on so they get something they want? He said, if you don't approach it that way, you won't make it in Washington. When Harry Truman decided to, 1947, partition Palestine to create the state of Israel, George C. Marshall, who had been the commander of the U.S. military, the entire U.S. military in the United States during World War II, appointed by Franklin Roosevelt, was head of the State Department. Marshall came over and said to the White House and told Truman, if you do this, allow Israel to be created, I'll never vote for another Democrat in my life. Even though Franklin he owed his career to Franklin Roosevelt, Truman said, well, you just do what you have to do, General. Truman made his decision. He knew it was a biblical decision. And General Marshall had to send to New York Dean Rusk, who was going to be later the head of the Secretary of State under John Kennedy. He sent him to New York that night so that the delegation, U.S. delegation to the United Nations wouldn't resign in protest of what Harry Truman did. Now, that's how you got to be president. And Harry Truman understood Washington. Donald Trump was, in a sense, these people came in and they played him. Now, I think that's done. But even your own son-in-law having a motive to be owned and not and to be, in a sense, ratting on you, that's Washington, D.C. And what Donald Trump's got to do is, first of all, he's got to take his own counsel. He's got to look into his heart and see between him and God what he should do. Second, he's got to quit worrying about it. When he first said he was going to use the military, and he was thinking about it that day, he took a poll. Putin knew he took the poll. I got this in for Putin. He said, Putin said if he's going to take a poll, then he can be beat because he's looking at political calculations. Putin, who's a killer, KGB, ruthless, has no hesitation to destroy the United States, said, well, if Donald Trump's going to do that, I've gotten a beat already. Donald Trump's got to quit worrying about his future. He doesn't have one. He's got to worry about you. The powers of the presidency are enormous. He'd better start using them because it's the only way he'll get himself out of this situation. Otherwise, it's 100% certain that the plan to remove Donald Trump from the White House that I write about will happen, and it will happen virtually step by step as I outline it.
Wow. Now, what about Hillary Rodham Clinton and all of her email nonsense? And is she still vying for the presidency?
Well, she'll never quit in her own mind. I don't think she has a chance. I think Joe Biden now is the candidate they're stuck with. And one of the reasons they're so desperate is because they know that Joe Biden really can't win, not a fair election. They want Trump out of there so that the Republicans have to scramble, and maybe then Biden's got a chance, especially if people can have COVID-20 and they can vote from home by mail. Then they'll just steal the election with vote harvesting. I write about that in the book, too. I explain to you exactly how they're going to do that. These are the plans that are being implemented. And from my sources and intelligence, I've been following this. And everything I've been told is happening just exactly as the information I got. And as I say, the people who are planning to eliminate Donald Trump have all the money in the world, whereas we, I'm doing this out of no money. I don't going broke again trying to. My wife says, "Could you quit going broke trying to save the country?" I said, "No." I said, "This is the future. Do you want to live in it? You want children, sure. Grandchildren to live in it? They won't live in it. They'll be eliminated. You'll have the Red Guard running around with Mao books." So I've written three books up there. That this one I think is the most important. The plan to remove Donald Trump from the presidency, but I also wrote one that tells you what COVID-20 is going to be, and it's going to kill you, most likely, even healthy people, because if you don't have hydroxychloroquine and zinc, that's what Dr. Zelenko says, it's the only thing we've got that could be a preventative, and the government's blocking you from getting it. That's why, in Corsi Nation, I've got the telemed program.
Sorry. How can the government block people from getting something that's... It's like quinine water. How can they block people from getting quinine water?
Because they put out a directive from the FDA that said if you take hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19, there's a QT interval problem in your heart, you'll have a heart attack.
Oh, so it isn't that it's going to kill people, but people are going to believe that what the FDA says.
Well, yeah. Not only that, then state governors have instructed... Yeah. State pharmacy boards won't, and two-thirds of the state, a pharmacy board will not write a prescription for hydroxychloroquine and zinc for COVID-19, because they say, well, we got to keep this medication for lupus, and we got to keep it for rheumatoid arthritis, and there's limited supply. You can make this stuff, and a pharmacy can make the hydroxychloroquine. If Putin is getting hydroxychloroquine for the entire population of Russia, why is our government preventing it from... Because our government is not on the side of the American people. The government is on the side of their own jobs, making money, going along with Black Lives Matters, protesting in the streets, FBI taking a knee, because they believe that they'll be favored if they side with the...
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And look, siding with Antifa, you want Antifa coming into your house in a wheelchair. They'll throw you to the floor. They'll stamp on you, kick you. They'll look for food and jewelry and anything else they can take. If you've got any books, and their books are the books they don't like. So now we're tearing down Confederate statues. Once they're down, we're going to tear down the flag. Because, in fact, it was Thomas Jefferson. These were the slaveholders, so they have to be demonized. Then we're going to tear down the Constitution. They won't stop until they completely destroy the United States, and this is like the ideological indoctrination that has been done, and the social justice is like a malware for the brain, because they put into your mind, you can't argue with these people. That happened in the China with the Red Guard. I wrote a book called The Little Red Book of Democrat Socialist Lies, because there in the debates you heard everything they were saying. I translate it to you. Here's what they're going to do to you if you let them win. Because they told you what they were going to do. You just didn't understand what they were saying. You put that in communist terms, you're going to know that your future is the children running around, the 12-year-olds to 20-year-olds running around the streets with absolute license to do whatever they want to do. And in China, they destroyed a whole generation of the intelligentsia, of the poets, of the philosophers, of the business people, anybody who didn't believe in Mao, and then the 10 or 20 million people get killed by the communist state, go get this little black book of communism, which was very popular in Europe, where they documented, it's about a 1,000-page-long book, that 100 million people died under communism in the last century, in the 1900s. 100 million. This is a deadly idea, that if we allow it to come into the United States, the United States will be destroyed, and our future is one I don't think any responsible human being wants to live in. And the only choice we got here is to understand it. Donald Trump's got to quit playing Hamlet, do something. And it doesn't matter if he gets criticized for it. If he's criticized for it, then sue everybody in CNN. Take them to federal court. sue them for everything they're worth. Sue Carlos Slim, who owns the New York Times. Sue him for $1.5 billion. Sue him for $10 billion, and take it to the federal court. Take it to the Supreme Court. You got to fight in this case, or we're not going to win. And pray, because in the end, if God decides that this nation deserves the fate it's going to suffer, and if you don't believe me, ask yourself all these things that I'm saying. Just, okay, sit back and remember I said this, so that when it happens next, when we see 10 cities being occupied by free zones, when we see 20 city councils that are seriously defunding the police, when you see a few protesters get shot and white supremacists blamed, remember I told you it was going to happen. When you see COVID-20, it'll come on as a second wave. They'll say it's another new peak of COVID-19. No, it's going to be a re-engineered virus. And I can prove to you, if you read that COVID-19 ebook on my website, I can prove to you without doubt COVID-19 was made in a laboratory. And Judy Mikowicz, I had to fight all day today to get that interview posted after YouTube censored it yesterday. And now I had to scramble, because the next thing you know, YouTube will take me down. And if they do, I'll be happy to file a $1 billion federal lawsuit against them. I'm at this point trying to explain to people that the time for sitting back and watching it like you're a victim is done. And the time for getting out, praying, supporting Donald Trump, and getting into action here to understand what you're seeing. I mean, I'm saying to these generals, I actually did tweets last week. I said to general, I got a tweet on an SBM saying this is day 18 since you're in subordination. You know, and you better worry, because they're coming to arrest you for treason. I'm told Putin's got records of all the telephone conversations those generals did. Anytime he wants, that can be dropped. They're going to all go down for treason. And by the way, I've said to Espy, these generals who participated in Obama, they let the stand down go on in Benghazi. They let Hillary Clinton run guns into Libya for Syria.
Oh, yes, and ruin Libya.
And I'm saying to the general, I'm saying to Espy, Millie, look at my tweets. Jerome_Corsi, @Jerome_. I'm saying to these guys, I wish I'd realized that you guys were all on Obama's side earlier, because I think I'd been the one that would have offered you to supply you with the pink marionette suits and the pom-poms you needed for the troops to drill as a marching band on the football field.
Wow. So this all, going back to when you first came on the program, this really goes back to the things that happened under Obama. And he was, as you said, raised by a communist, and spent time. He learned the language. He was in Indonesia. And I recently saw a picture of his mansion that he just purchased.
Right. Well, the communists always end up with, they dupe everybody to think it's about social justice. I mean, how can this be true? The fundamental principle of communism is, why don't you give me your money, because I'm sure I can spend it better than you can. I'll give it to somebody else. Now, is that a proposition any adult would really accept if it were packaged the way it actually is? It's communism is a lie. And it ends up with a group at the very top. Everybody else is at the very bottom, and they kill 2/3 of the very bottom, because they have no value for human life. And if you listen to Judy Mikowicz in that interview I've got on my website, she'll tell you that everything Fauci has said is going to make us sicker. Wearing these masks merely breeds more. The social distancing doesn't work, because you need to get out there and get your immune system. That's the only thing that's going to protect you. Everybody gets infected with the virus. She said there's a difference between infection and the disease. If you get infected, you can still fight the infection. Hydroxychloroquine and zinc, she's saying. If you don't get that, then the disease breeds a while. And this COVID-20 is going to have your immune system knocked down in your intestines. And then it's going to go through your lungs and create disorder there. Your blood will attack the cardiovascular, because it comes through the same receptor, the ACE2 receptor, which is already in the virus, because the current COVID-19 as the glycoprotein 120 in the spikes of it. Those were the same glycoprotein in the HIV-1 pathogen
that allowed
the virus to get into your system, and it's there again. Now, it also will have one more missing piece, which is this little integrin, which is like an amino acid code. It's the alpha-4 beta-7, and that will tell the virus to go right to the intestines and get in through the CD4 receptor and attack the T cells. That's the medical science of this. And because these things are grown, and this would, again, Dr. Mikowicz is saying, since these are grown, the viruses that are synthetically produced are grown in animal tissue. A bacteria will probably ride with it, and the bacteria will ride into the ACE2 receptor and attack your heart and cardiovascular system and make the blood not absorb the oxygen. Any doctor listening to me knows that's a formula for death, even in a relatively healthy person, unless you can get hydroxychloroquine and zinc, which will open the cells. The hydroxychloroquine will. The zinc will get in there, and the zinc will tell your RNA not to duplicate the virus. So you'll get infected, but the virus will not turn into the disease that kills you. Infection is not the disease. Not until it breeds in your system and begins wreaking havoc.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. This is... oh. Well, they attempted to actually kill Dr. Mikowicz in her two books. She talks about her situation in Nevada, and it was a political thing. It was all a political thing and a money making situation where they were trying to sell a product, and she said, "Well, it isn't any good," and so they were going to kill her. And they would have killed her if she hadn't given them the... She created a situation where she got away on a boat. And
well, look, they were going to put me in prison until I told them that I wasn't going to take their plea deal, and I exposed their lies and showed they were trying to suborn perjury where they constructed the deal. They did the same thing to General Flynn, put a gun to his son's head and say, "We'll pull the trigger unless you sign this paper." Now, Barr has not gotten the prosecutors out of the Justice Department. Even yesterday, Barr should, I'm saying, fire Barr, resign. No, I'm counting his days down. We're down about 487 since he took the oath of office. We still don't have any indictments. In Flynn's case, the Department of Justice went over there and threatened they're going to open up a new criminal case against Flynn. This is absolutely unconscionable. And the point is, yes, it started with Obama. But, you know, it goes back to the 1917 revolution, the communism coming into the world. Jack Kennedy killed a coup. I'm convinced I wrote a book on that, a coup d'etat. We tried to warn. I was a kid, 17 years old. The people I knew went in to tell John Kennedy he was going to be shot. They told him how he was going to be shot. John Kennedy had this. He had this poem about, "I've got a rendezvous with death." He knew he was going to be in a wheelchair when he was old. He was committing suicide by the presidency. He was warned. I write about it in the book, who really killed Kennedy. The United Nations formation, the globalism, the Jean Monnet and the lies that were told to form the EU is just a little coal and steel agreement. Okay, so the forces of there's several elements. Hate God. Hate the United States, do not want the freedoms. Most of the world, for most of human history, has been enslaved. It's been in one form or another of king or our system, like Nazism or communism, or one form or another of ideology for much of human history. Our founding fathers came on and they figured out these principles of government, which are, you know, they went back to Aristotle. Aristotle was one who studied constitutions. We've lost that book. But what Plato and Aristotle both concluded was that you can put together a government that protects liberties and has limited powers, but it only lasts for a while because eventually people forget those principles. And then the corruption and the greed and the dark forces come in and it gets ruined. And we're globalism, open borders, attacking on God, all these bizarre culture wars. You know, I when I offered to buy the pink marionette dresses and the pom-poms for Secretary of Defense Epsi, I pointed out to him, they could have 1,000, they could have 150 genders. They could all still wear these uniforms. They could say their gender's anything, you know.
Right.
I'm not male. I'm really female, except that I'm not a female. I'm a female cat. Well, I'm not really a female. I'm a female cat reincarnated. I mean, you could have, how many genders do we have? Okay, so the point is that these malwares, these forms of breaking down traditional thinking and teaching them to the children, you know, it becomes an ideology because they begin marching in the streets and bashing heads of anybody who doesn't agree with them. They don't want a First Amendment. They don't want anybody to disagree with them. They don't want to argue. They can't win the argument. They don't want a Second Amendment because they want you to be disarmed. It'll be easier to throw you in the gulag or kill you if you don't have arms. They don't want the police there. They're going to defund the police. You don't think these things are planned, have a conscious agenda. You've had Soros funding organizations. His Open Society material got published on the internet for a short period of time in 2016. I got a lot of the documents. I saved them. It's there. It's all there. Funding Black Lives Matter. Funding to defund the police. Funding to release people out of the prisons. Funding to open the borders. Billions of dollars he poured into this. Okay, and that was meanwhile, those of us defending God or the United States of America are having to do it with spare change and wondering how we're going to pay the mortgage. That's exactly the situation that you know, is stacking a deck, and it always has been stacked against those who want to fight for God or fight for liberty. Because in the end, I always say, in the end, God always wins, but it's always starts out that that's not the way to play the odds. And I'm saying in this new book, the plan to remove Donald Trump from the presidency, the people giving me the information told me I didn't have a chance. It was 100% certain that plan would work, and I was a fool for even trying. I said, well, all things are possible with God, and I'm not going to rule it out.
Wow. Well, I put it in my cart, so... Oh, my goodness. Well, this has been quite a revelation. I, you know, I've seen negative things about...
send me this, and I'll put it up on my internet channels.
Oh, I will, absolutely. I'll send you the audio file.
Mm-hmm. Send me the audio file. I'll post it. We'll try to get this out there, get as many people who can hear it as possible. And you have been conditioned to think negative things about Trump, and there'll be more. You're going to hear the book already came out. That's also being engineered, that, you know, Ivana had a prenuptial agreement because she really didn't want to stay with Trump, but she wanted to make sure that, okay, that's out. Next thing they're going to do, that you saw the Steele dossier. Well, okay, now wait till they say, oh, here's pictures of Donald Trump and sex. And here's all the bizarre things he did. Don't these bother you? Well, you know, I'm telling everybody, expect it. And right. Donald Trump was not a saint. He was a celebrity, you know, billionaire in New York. And he didn't need to be a saint. St. Augustine wasn't a saint until he decided someday that that wasn't the way he wanted to live. Same thing happened to Saul on the road to Damascus.
Right. Dr. Corsi, could you give the producer your email so I can send you the audio file?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a good week.